Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2020-10-08-N64 Game Jam with former N64 developers as judges. Intro: this info below came from their Discord, and is mostly verbatim. I added a little bio, and links to each judge. In late 2017 I wrote a N64 homebrew starting guide, which might help novices get started in N64 dev. To be honest, I haven't done much of anything hobby related, and I doubt I'll be participating in the game jam, but I will definitely be following it. Good luck everyone! Exclamation. Have fun, and enjoy the struggle that is developing on retro consoles. Cheers. Mike. N64 Dev Game Jam from 13th October to December 13th, 2020. Some awesome former N64 devs will be judging as well. Compete against others and teams to make a N64 game or interactive demo and win a prize. Prize pot is currently $700, donations are completely optional. Winner, S, announced deck. 20th. More info, sign up, how to join, etc. here. https://discord.gg/n3p. Introducing the first Nintendo 64 Game Jam. FT. David Doak, Neil Moss, Alan Findlay, Snooplax, welcome to the first N64 Brew Game Jam. Compete against other players and teams to make an N64 game and win a cash prize! Exclamation. The competition starts October 13th, where the theme will be announced, and ends December 13th. The winner will be announced on December 20th, subject to delays. This year's theme, TBA. Current prize pool, $887.73. Want to donate? Check out how to at prize pot donations. How is the money split? If the prize pool is small, it will be winner takes all. If it increases, to the point where the person in first place will receive at least $100, the money will be split between the top three entries. The splitting hasn't been decided yet, and will be announced when possible who will be judging. David Doak, GoldenEye007 designer, and Dr. Doak. Neil Moss, N64 musician. Alan Findlay, N64 programmer. Snooplax, N64 game modder, and YouTuber. Bo342, hobbyist game dev, and modder. Rules: each team may only submit one project. Considering this is an N64 homebrew competition, your game must work on the console, and preferably on both PAL or NTSC systems. It is also recommended that the game be tested on, and look decent, a PC emulator as a backup in case a judge faces technical issues, for instance, hardware failure. If there are graphical inconsistencies between the hardware and emulators, judges will take that into account, and will not penalize you for it. Focus on hardware, not on the emulator. Your team may have up to 4 members, and you may only be part of one team. If you require someone to test that your game works on a console, you are free to request someone to do so in the N64 dev or hardware testing channel without needing them to be a team member. If you need team members, use Find Teams to advertise your skill set, as teams looking for members can search there. You can use any SDK of your choice, be it LibUltra, LibDragon, etc. Microcode is a part of the SDK, you're free to use whatever ones you want. The final game's source must be publicly available on GitHub, i.e. open source, but you are free to license it as you wish, GPL, INCND, etc. The game's code must be your team's own, i.e. no using pre-made engines, such as UltraED, or leaked a compiled code from retail games, but you are free to use any external library, for example, nooses, that you see fit as long as they don't conflict with Rule 4. Avoid using entire SDK demos as these conflict with Rule 5. You can use third-party assets, as long as you provide proper credit. We would advise against making fan games, however, as Nintendo typically goes down hard on those. This is a game jam, so we expect entries to be playable, i.e. not a demo. Work on your submission may only commence once the chosen theme has been announced. Guidelines and recommendations. Don't be a jerk. Jerks get disqualified. Remember that everyone is just trying to have fun. Remember to take care of your personal responsibilities. Working on a game is fun, but leaving work behind will not be fun for your future self. Do push yourself to try new things. Jams are a great environment to grow your experiences, so push your limits. The end product doesn't matter, the learning process is what does. Do not worry, if you are struggling with 3D, graphical consistency is more important than graphical complexity. Your game's graphics will be judged based on how pretty they look, not how impressive. 2D games won't be penalized for being 2D. Stay in this server to stay up to date with the jam, and to converse with other developers. If you're on Twitter or Instagram, post progress updates with the hashtag N64BrewJam2020 to show off what you've been working hard on. We are not expecting fully functional retail games. Even if you don't think your entry is good enough, submit it anyway. This is about promoting homebrew, and having fun above all else. How will my entry be judged? Each judge will use the following scorecard. While the judging itself will be done by the judges in their own free time, we will try to get together at least once to interview the participants, and give them a chance to discuss their submission. Can I drop out? Yep. Simply don't submit a project, or ask a staff member to remove your submission. Sign up here. Only one team member needs to sign up. An excellent Jonathan Blow podcast temp comments are open.